nothing farther from the facts. No black sheep pilot had ever been charged with a court-martial offense, but such false allegations had a detrimental effect on the professional careers of a number of the former black sheep. These lawyers, college professors, businessmen, government officials, artists, and engineers did not appreciate the label of bums and misfits, nor certainly did the widows, mothers, fathers, and children of those black sheep who had given their lives in the service of their country. As intelligence officer of the original Black Sheep Squadron, I knew how false the picture was. I had retired in Hawaii after 27 years of service with the Marine Corps, the Los Angeles Police Department, and the State Department's Foreign Service when I was approached by some former black sheep to try to arrange a reunion. After all those years, locating men from 23 states was a formidable job, but the search was a labor of love. I started with the 33-year-old addresses listed in my war diaries. Leads from these gave me more addresses. I found that some had not lived to return to the States. Bill Crocker had been lost on a mission out of Green Island on 25 March 1944. Bill Hobbs had been lost over New Ireland on 30 March 1944. Paul Mullen had returned to the States and then gone out to Japan, where he'd